My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District, and he is also introducing new legislation. It's House Resolution 693 to establish a permanent select committee on executive oversight. On Friday, the United States joined most other nations on Earth in signing on to the Paris Climate Change Agreement. While President Obama and many other leaders are hailing the deal, some of his critics really don't like the terms, but nearly all the opponents are very upset that the president did not consider it a treaty, which means the Senate never got to consider it. The same thing happened with the Iranian nuclear deal, for all intents and purposes, and the president has used that approach to other issues as well, including what many are calling executive amnesty from 2014. So Congressman Yoho is here to explain his resolution and what he would expect the Permanent Select Committee on Executive Oversight to do. And, sir, it's good to have you with us.
Greg, thank you, and I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you allowing us to talk about this subject. This is a very important topic. The purpose of this whole resolution is to get the executive branch to abide by Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, the Take Care Clause, to go ahead and faithfully execute the laws of the land as they're laid out. And, you know, we can look at, if we just look at national security, there's so many breaches of what this president's done that have led to the death of American citizens. If we look at just our amnesty laws, by not enforcing laws on the book, by not securing the border, people have been allowed to come in this country, and when they get apprehended, they don't get deported, or if they get deported, they come right back into this country, and they go to the sanctuary cities and things like that. And we've got case after case after case where an American citizen has been murdered by somebody that should have been deported. Now we're seeing what we call OTMs at the southwest border coming in from Mexico in one of our southern states. And OTMs are other than Mexican. It's not a derogatory term. It's one that they use in the government. And within the last 2 months, they picked up over 68 people that were of Pakistani descent that came through, and they got apprehended at our southwest border. And it's an access for people that want to do this nation harm. And as you brought up, the climate change accord, the Iran nuclear deal, that the president, along with John Kerry and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, was in support of these, as they think it's okay to negotiate with the UN and put us in a, actually it's a non-binding agreement, but bad things happen from that. And they bypass the legislative branches, either the Senate or the House, and in this case it would be the Senate, with a treaty, and it's not doing the American people or our national security justice.
We're talking with Florida Congressman Ted Yoho. Congressman, as you well know, there is already a House Oversight Committee, and many of the other committees have oversight subcommittees. So how would this committee specifically be different, and what perhaps additional powers would it have?
Well, that was a great question, and it came up in one of our meetings the other day. So, well, we've already got government oversight on these different committees. And my question, number one question is, well, how's that been working to hold an executive accountable, or somebody like Eric Holder accountable, who is charged with contempt? No results were seen by the American people. And the purpose of this one is it's a permanent select committee on the executive branch. We have a permanent select committee on foreign affairs. This is a nonpartisan committee, so it's not Republicans going after a Democratic president or vice versa. It is something that will stay in perpetuity, plus it'll live from one Congress to the next, through one administration to the next, instead of waiting for something to happen and then bring together a committee, which takes a year or two. We already have the workings in place, and one of the biggest threats we have right now, and we hear it every day we're in Congress, is there's a constitutional crisis going on right now. We're seeing it more with this president. Certainly it's happened under other presidents, but you look at the possibility of having a Bernie Sanders as a president, or Hillary Clinton, or a Donald Trump. I personally feel any of those will look at ways of skirting around the Constitution, because Congress, the legislative branch, has allowed them to do that. And so this is kind of a marker that we're putting down, that anybody, regardless of who the executive is, or the Supreme Court justice, or any federal office holder, whoever they are, that Congress is putting this down to where we can rein in when you step outside of the boundaries of the Constitution.
Congressman, let me flip the question from the other direction, because I'm sure folks who have been frustrated with the Obama administration might have the question, why not sooner? We're almost at the end of this president's administration, and many of them, of course, would feel that this has been going on for many of those 7 years. So why now and not a little bit sooner?
Well, we've introduced several things. The political backbone up there, the willpower of a lot of people, they don't want to get on anything that even looks like you're reining in this president for whatever reason. We introduced a bill called High Crimes and Misdemeanors, which was basically just, look at it as a football field on a Sunday. What that bill would have done is it would have marked the perimeter of the field so everybody knows where the boundaries are, so you stay within the boundaries. If you step outside of that, you get penalized. And that bill we introduced over a year ago, and it got no traction. People every day talk about what this president is doing unconstitutionally and how he's overstepping that. So when you put a vehicle out there to rein him in, there's a big space between rhetoric and action. And then we moved from there to a censure resolution about a month and a half ago. And same thing, people were complaining about the overreach of this administration and preparing for the next one. We put that in there, and again, people backed off. This is something, it's a nonpartisan bill. It's not just for this executive, it's for any in the future. And this is not party politics as usual. We have a constitutional crisis in this country, and what we have to do is return that power back to the House for accountability, regardless of who's in the executive branch. And this is something that we get asked for every day, as you just brought up, Greg. Why now? Why didn't we do this earlier? We've made attempts to do that, but this is the time to do it, because you or me as a private citizen, we have absolutely no recourse other than to voice that to our representative. They're the only ones that can hold these people accountable. And so we've put in there the vehicle to do this.
Have you gotten a more positive response from leadership on this particular bill?
They all know about it. The thing that will make a positive difference is for the American people, the people listening to this show, to call their representatives and tell them they want them to support this resolution. This, again, it's not a witch hunt. It's just putting in place a vehicle that if there's cause for the executive to be examined or investigated for overstepping the boundaries of the Constitution, there's no excuse for not doing that, because this vehicle will be in play.
It's House Resolution 693, legislation to establish a permanent select committee on executive oversight. The sponsor is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Greg, and I just want to add that Randy Weber out of Texas co-sponsored this with us. So we've got two people that are willing to stand up and do what's right.
And we'll see what other support comes along in the near future. Have a good weekend, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Greg. Bye.
Florida Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.